Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words just mean the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight we have a surprise for you guys and a very cool group of collaborators. So these are Academy Award nominees Tora Stinson, Heather McIntosh, and Allison Newman, on their original song for the groundbreaking drama series The L Word Generation Q. Now in its third season on Showtime, the hit show has gone on to create a very special musical episode featuring the epic song All About Me. The powerhouse writing trio came together in one room to create this powerful anthem, making sure to not only honor the story and characters that audiences have grown to love, but also to create a song performed by Rosanie Zayas that viewers who go through turbulences and challenges in today's world can relate to. Sophie finally breaks free and finds her authentic voice with All About Me.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So if you guys don't mind, the listeners, just so they're not confused, can you give us your name and just a little bit about you so they can kind of listen to the voice and be like, oh, that's Heather, that's, you know, just so they kind of understand a little bit since it's just audio.
Sure thing. Tara, do you want to kick it off?
Hi, yeah, sure. My name is Tara Stinson. I am a songwriter, composer from Oakland, California, and living here in Los Angeles, Academy Award nominated songwriter, composer. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
And I'm Heather McIntosh, also participating in songwriting and composing on this song together. Usually Allison and I co-compose the score for the L Word Generation Q. And so this is a very special episode where we are stretching into the songwriter territory.
Hi, and I'm Allison Newman, or Allie. I am the one with the funny accent, so you'd be able to distinguish me a little easier. But yeah, I'm excited.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about this collaboration. How did you guys meet? How did you decide to do this? It's a really cool song, so tell us about it.
I guess to start, we found out we were making a musical. Our showrunner brought us on board to dive in, and I knew that we were going to need some support in that direction, and I'm a huge fan of Tara's work, and had just been itching for an excuse to get in the same room with her and collaborate, and so we folded in her musical genius to the mix, and here we are.
Tell us about your process. How do you guys come together individually? Did someone do the lyrics, the melody, the drum groove? How did you guys kind of create this?
It was kind of like a combination of things, but we all kind of sat in a room to begin with, Tara, Heather, and I, and just sort of banged out like the essence of the song in terms of, you know, the music and the lyrics. Tara's the lyrical genius behind it, for sure. We did a lot of playing story catch up in terms of what had been going on in the old, and we talked a lot about like what we wanted this song to be. And then we kind of, Heather and I jamming on a piano, Tara singing in the background, it all kind of just turned out the way it did. Do you want to tune in, Tara, from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, Heather and Allie have been working on this show. And so it's almost like they invited me into their friend group because they know these characters. And so they know Rosanie, and I'm like, just like watching the show over and over and over and over. Like I'm thinking I'm just going to watch, you know, just look to catch up, but then I get addicted to it and I fall in love with it. Then I care about what's happening to everyone and really, really wanted Rosanie's character, Sophie, to have this strong stance and be able to kind of like, it was like cathartic writing for me because sometimes I have trouble standing up for myself. So I've been making it a point in the last year to do so. So Sophie and I were on the same track.
There's always some truth in our art, isn't there?
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
Certainly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell us, if you guys don't mind, just each of you, like, what was the first tune you ever learned to play or sing?
Oh my gosh. That's a really hard question. I guess I don't even remember the first thing I ever learned. It was probably Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or something. Like, I started learning piano when I was about six. So I'm gonna go with something in that range of things. You know, early Mozart.
I definitely had a classical background on piano, but I feel like it all really shifted when I started. I found a teacher when I was about 10 that taught synthesizer lessons. So like my deep cuts would have been like We Built This City by Starship.
Yeah,
oh my song. God. Okay.
I did that for show and tell when I was 10, which dates me, but here we are with my CZ1000 synthesizer. So
this explains a lot now.
So let's see, how else can I torture you guys?
This isn't torture. This is fun.
Because I was raised in church, to be honest, if you go way, 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 way back, it probably was like, yes, Jesus loves me. And I remember singing that in the Easter dress. And but I was like, I could not listen to secular music. So I was like closeted R&B specialist. But but when it came to like my first, like the songs that I'm rooted in, they were definitely gospel.
Fair enough. What do you want people to take from this song? You know, there's a little bit in the bio, but when they listen to it, how do you each want them to feel?
I would say empowered.
I would say unstoppable, just feeling like nothing can stop me, not even myself. Mm. You know, like I'm going to stand up and I'm going to just, you know, I don't care how it feels to anyone else, as long as that it doesn't hurt anyone and it liberates me. You know, as long as it's inclusive message, and that's what this song is about. It's not hurting anyone. It's not, you know, demeaning or degrading in any way. It's just about, hey, I'm standing up. It's all about me for once, you know, when it's always about someone else or about, you're thinking about everyone but yourself. And then you go home and you pull your hair and say, I wish I would have said that. No, this song, I hope that this is the song that people rev up before they listen to. And they play before they have a big conversation where they need to stand up for themselves.
Yeah, to reclaim your voice. Mm-hmm. Reclaim your voice. So many people need that anthem. And I think that this really speaks to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said one thing I think that's key is, you know, you don't need to tear other people down to prop yourself up.
Never works.
It's insane. Like, people somehow feel like they need to step on someone else to get higher. And I don't think that's true at all.
Yeah, that's not the greatest view. You'll tumble eventually, you know.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, just never with the intention, because not everyone's going to be satisfied with your message, you know. So with the clear intentions, which is pure clear intentions, is what we wrote this song out. And I believe that the energy in which you create is the energy that will spread in the music. And so we had the best intentions, not just for Sophie, you know, and her character, but for the song, and for it to really, really penetrate hearts and change lives. Mm. Of course, sorry.
Yeah. No, but I would say that that's like as an overall message of the actual show in itself. And it's certainly where the showrunner, like, definitely, you know, came from in creating this show, and everyone she brought into this show, all the women and the queer people she hired. I mean, it's very intentional. It's very thought out, and it's very much about giving people like a platform, you know, to have a voice. I think that that's really what the whole entire L Word is about.
Yeah. Carving space and making space for others and letting
sharing
everyone
sharing the room. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have important. To say, I was getting my feet wet in the TV experience, because I worked a lot in film. And when I went to the L Word set, the camaraderie and the sisterhood is just beautiful. And you just feel like, I literally cried when I had to leave. It was like the most beautiful experience. And you're foretelling, like when you're writing songs before knowing that this is going to be the experience, and to get there and know that it's all inclusive and beautiful. It was just like, you know, I have nothing but the best wishes for everybody connected to the song and to the show.
And I think that's going to show through. I can already tell in talking to the three of you and listening to the song, I get that vibe. And I think it's important because the one thing I can't stand is when it's fake. I feel like nowadays everybody picks a charity, everybody picks a cause, and you could tell when you talk to people, most of them don't even mean it. It's just like for social media or for eye candy, you know, they're just not genuine. I think you guys are genuine.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you, Sam.
Attention.
I'm going to ask each of you too, what is your fondest musical memory other than what you just created? And you can't say being on the show with me. So you got to pick something else.
Oh, man, I was going to say that.
I got to think of something else now. Jeez.
You
can start.
That's a big quick, Sam, you have big questions.
I got a lot of issues.
My fondest music memory, I'm going to say one. I really can't pick one. So I'm going to just go ahead and be honest. We're on the subject of being authentic and not being fake. So there's so many, but I saw Toto at the Greek, and it's imprinted, embedded in my soul. Every song, like to be able to sing those songs under the trees and the stars. It was just one of the best experiences that I've ever had. Just looking around, everyone knowing every word, and having moments within that moment, thinking about my childhood, singing Africa. And it was just like one of the best musical moments I've ever had.
Amazing.
Okay.
Mine, I guess I'd say, is from my past life of playing in pop bands. And I got hired to play with Gnarls Barkley back in 2008. And the first gig we did, aside from one rehearsal show, was playing on Saturday Night Live. And that, as like your first rehearsal out, and being such a huge fan of watching that show when I was a kid and loving comedy and that whole world, and watching that process of that whole week long and the rehearsals and being so terrified. But it was a real lesson in learning that, like, getting into your fear and just diving in and trying to enjoy it, even though you may be stricken with the biggest fear of your life, that so many beautiful things can come from those exciting, terrifying places, you know, of anything could happen live stuff.
That's awesome.
Allison?
I have two. One is seeing Madonna in concert the first time when I was about 14 years old. That was a big moment for me. And then the other would be kind of a combination, which would be going to the ballet with my grandmother. And it was it's the orchestra. It was the first time I probably would have seen like a live orchestra, but then there's also the dance compartment, you know, part of it as well. And so it was just like, it's definitely like ingrained, like the Nutcracker Suite is definitely like ingrained in my memory.
That's awesome.
You all seem like great role models. So I'm going to ask a question. What advice would you give to a newcomer that, again, doesn't have things handed to them on a silver platter? They could be a minority. They could be of a certain persuasion, a certain nationality. Like, what advice would you give them, whether it's songwriting, composition, any of these fields that you wish someone would have given you?
For me personally, I would say, I mentor for Academy Gold, and I'm gearing up to mentor for another women's fellowship this summer. And it's just something that I love to do because I love to pour back into, you know, young girl women, especially women of color, and to just remind them that there's no limits. You know, when I was growing up, it was like the 90s, and it was so much. Oh my God, there was wrong on every corner. You know, there was all the things that are being talked about these days, and people are standing up for women's rights. You know, we didn't have any of that. So I always, when I start with mentoring, I remind them of how grateful they should be to have people to advocate for them. And to remember to always stretch their hand back and reach back and pull forward in the same way that I'm sitting there like spending these hours and hours every week, I just make them consider doing the same, you know, like when they get to a point in their career, or when they become a music teacher, or whatever it is that it leads them, is to always, the only way that we're going to get ahead is if you pull people ahead of you. Also to learn to make sure that you play an instrument. For me, it was like so shiny and glossy and everybody's on stage and not much about like, hey, you know what? You can play cello. You can play, you know, violin. You can play guitar, whatever it is, especially if you're going to be a songwriter and you want to write, present a wholly owned song, to learn how to play an instrument. And so those are two things, and always just be true to your art and true to your heart. Okay. Don't look at the things around you, especially social media.
That's for sure. Heather Allison.
I think in keeping with that, I feel like in that carving of space, that there's room for what we look like to be in the room, and that there's also room for more than just one of us. Like we can, there's room for all of us to sort of raise each other up together. And I think that's really exciting. I feel like sometimes it's easy to get caught in the scarcity of it, of like, I just need to get ahead. I need to get ahead. I need to figure this out and stay on this trajectory. But there's something really beautiful about, in the same way that Tara's speaking, it's like, if you can help out your fellow artists, and also mm-hmm. that artist, being an artist is not a bad word. Like we find sometimes we can get really caught up in like, oh, it's a craft, but like beyond being craftspeople, that to really like sing true, like with your art, I think it's really special and can be very powerful if you don't think of that as a bad word.
Right.
So before Allison answers, I have a confession. If we weren't on video right now, I would have gone to my notes section, right? And there's room for all of us, because that sounds like a song. So as soon as you said that, that's what I thought about. I was like,
amazing.
But you guys would be staring at me like, why is he on his phone? So I didn't do it. I resisted. So awesome. Allison.
I love it.
I mean, I think that they've probably said, you know, everything I'm thinking, but I would probably just, the one thing I would say is to just always be your authentic self. Don't try and be who you think someone else thinks you should be. Don't be trying to be how someone else thinks you should be. And, you know, use your voice, use your individuality, mm-hmm. and don't be scared of that. Don't be scared of being different or weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
That reminds me of, I think it was Sam Smith when he was talking about when he first made it, how everybody wanted to do something else and he just did what felt right to him. And, mm-hmm. you know, these slow, sad songs, and he took off. And I think you're right.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, tell you what, let's take a listen to your song, and then we'll come back and talk a little more, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right, that's great. Check this out, everybody. Here we go.
Please don't speak. It has been my turn. While shh, don't speak, you will hear me out now. The answer's finally no. For the first time, I'm putting myself first, first in line. Nothing that you can say will change my mind. I found my voice under the noise, and I made my choice. It's all about for me, that was my codependency, but now I'm independently being who I want. I set me free, huh? Not people pleasing no more. Take me or leave me alone, cause I've been through hell and back again, crippled by fear of abandonment. Money ain't a thing, been having it, but it never filled up that emptiness. So never mind, you gotta be about me. Got mountains to move, uproot these beliefs that made me feel hella undeserving, but the truth is now I know that I'm worthy.
Choice, it's all about me. It's time.
So thank you for sharing that inspiring song with us. In this show, are there any performances that you guys want to give a shout out to, or anyone that you work with that really inspires you that you want to talk about here?
For the song All About Me, Rosanny Zayas, and incredible, impeccable performance. We were sitting there with our jaws dropped. First of all, she's a Juilliard trained artist, a student, and you can hear it. When we say, okay, we're done, that was an awesome take, she's like, no, let me do it again. I want to do it again. I want to do it again. She's tenacious. She's like incredible. But not just the song, because, you know, if we could like push every song forward into the light, we would do that. But if anyone listening has a chance to just like go to your favorite streaming service and listen to the musical episode as a whole, I think you would love every performance. And yeah, maybe Allie and Heather, you guys can talk about the other performances, but since we just listened to All About Me, I just have to bow to the goddess that is Rosanny.
Definitely. I mean, I feel like that's what we're here to talk about, this song. It's just really, the whole process has been such a wonderful collaboration for us, like the entire musical episode. But if we're to really take a look at this song, it was, you just couldn't ask for a better voice for to get right to work. It's just gorgeous, really beautiful.
Came in there as well, like so open and so ready and willing, you know. And that's like, again, like I think for when you're working with artists, and we hadn't worked with her in this capacity before, but she was so willing to just put it all on the line and like really like, you know, sing from the heart, you know. And so I think it really comes through, because you can feel it in it. She feels, you know, she believes it for this, you know, this character. She knows she believes it strongly, you know. And I think that's the greatest thing about it.
Yeah, yes, that is, I feel like, the last frontier to, I can tell you my 10-year journey, I've come a long way, but I feel like I'm halfway to where I want to be. It's not just about the pitch or the melodic rhythm, it's also about the emotion. Doing that with emotion, because I think I fell into this where you're just trying to hit these pitches or get your timing down, and it's kind of robotic. You learn to write better melodies, so it's not robotic, but you gotta have emotion. That's the one thing that's been a huge thing I think a lot of people miss.
You can hear her emotion bleeding through this song. And even like when she delivered the rap, I mean, by the end of the song, I just knew that she could do anything musically. I'm like, oh, she can, whenever there's an opportunity, if anyone's listening that's wanting to cast a beautiful actress and singer, you've got your girl. Please go check out our song and you can hear it.
Absolutely. So in talking a little more about the songwriting process, I'm sure each of you create every week, every day, whatever your process is, and write. How do you decide if a riff you came up with, or a melody, or a lyrics, or whatever it is, how do you decide if you take it to the next level?
That's a really good question. I mean, I think in terms of this particular song in our process, I feel like when we were sitting in a room together, it was fairly obvious when, if one of us said something or did something, played something, that the others would react straight away. You know, Tara was, you know, started singing a lyric or a line, it was kind of like, oh yes, that, you know, let's tap into that. Or if, you know, Heather played a chord, like a chord progression on the piano, then it's just like, oh my god, let's use that. And so it became really obvious in that way, I think. And I think it was, I mean, when you're tapped into a feeling, which we were at the time, I think we were just like, you riff off each other. And when something falls flat, it's kind of just like, eh, you know, you kind of just know it. I think it's very instinctual, I feel like.
And this was such a thrill as well, because I think at least for Allie and I, who've worked together, this is the first time we've sat in the room writing together. And with Tara also, like during the course of the pandemic, like to be able to be in the same space together and like come up with these ideas, four hands on the piano, a microphone, like, it felt like the most special time, just to be able, like, I feel like we were aware of how precious that was to us, because we had such a break away from it. So
yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's sort of electricity is in there in the writing as well. It's really powerful.
You can't fake that.
I'd say, like when you're alone, you have like, for me personally, I'm always like, oh no, I don't, what about that? Like, but when you're writing with two other people, then it kind of helps with the noise cancel. It's like noise cancellation. You sure. automatically yeah. know, like, oh yes, you know, it's like your own cheer group. And that was, I think, which is what made the song so great, you know, because I might've said, no, it's not all about me, because I don't do, am I still going to say that? But you know, when you are empowering each other, then you have the guts to say things that you may not say alone.
Yeah,
that's yeah definitely. Yeah,
I think those are all great points. And I can tell you, a lot of the indie artists that I've been exposed to on the show, they don't have anyone to collaborate with, or even someone to say, mm-hmm. hey, 60% of this song is really special, but it's really the little tweaks in melody or an instrument that really, and it's very great that you guys have that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it was amazing. It's been great.
Tell us a little bit about where we can stream this, where we can watch this, any websites you want to point our audience to.
Everything is up on digital platforms, the soundtrack, which are all the songs, and the score as well. So you can really experience everything. Just hear these songs and Rosanny's work on All About Me. That's, I think, the best place to reach us. And then we're also, the show itself is on Showtime as well.
Okay. Thank you all for being on the show tonight. And if you guys just want to give a last shout out, anything you want to say, any closing comments?
I was going to say YouTube is an amazing source in terms of just going directly to see the scene. Mm-hmm. I watch it every now and again. It's just right there. You can see the song and the scene from the L Word, Generation Q.
Definitely.
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you all for being on the show. I know you were very, very busy, and I was humbled to have you guys on the show, and I'd love to have anyone on again anytime.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Welcome. And thank you to all the fans for listening and spending a little bit of time with the four of us. We know your time is precious, and we hope your unique story gets heard around the world too. So please join us every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night. I love you guys.
We all have those scars, feels like they're watching you. And if the walls could talk, I think they'd cry. Ain't nobody else that's gonna fix this for you. But we are here for you in the meantime. You won't always know the answers, you won't always know the path. But even when it seems crazy, you've got to believe in yourself. If you won't, then I will. I said believe in yourself, then the world will believe in you too. Every turn the world takes without you doesn't stop them. It's okay, we all hide a few lies. Everybody thinks that money gonna solve their problems. Those rich people always have the saddest eyes. You won't always know the answers, you won't always know the path. Nope. But even when it seems crazy, you've got to believe in yourself. If you won't, then I will. I said believe in yourself, then the world will believe in you too. Yeah. If you won't, then I will. I said, believe in yourself, then the world will believe in you too.
For listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.